Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
We're studying Matthew 6, verse 20, where Jesus commanded us to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Of all your favorite things on earth, which should you expect in heaven? And which should you not expect to be there? You know that the eternal state where we're going to live forever will be a physical place. We will live forever on earth, the new earth. God is going to destroy this earth, create a new earth, and we're going to live there forever. Earth. When you die as a Christian, your body, as soon as you die, your body goes into the ground, your spirit goes up to be with the Lord, and you're in heaven. But that is just a temporary situation. You will be a disembodied spirit in heaven only from the time you die until the second coming. But at the second coming, Jesus is going to come back, and there's going to be a resurrection. And your body will be raised from the dead and glorified, and it will no longer have any problems. It's going to be raised imperishable. No bad knees, no bad back, no arthritis, no hair falling out. You're going to have a physical body that lasts forever. And it will be on earth. On earth. And that might come as a shock to some of you. It's like, wait a second, I was always taught we were going to be in heaven forever. Well, you will. You will. You'll be in heaven forever. You know what the definition of heaven is? Heaven is just simply the dwelling place of God. That's heaven. The dwelling place of God. But what's going to happen after the resurrection is God is going to pack up his stuff, get a U-Haul, and move to earth. His dwelling place will be on earth, and so then earth and heaven will be the same place. It'll be the dwelling place of God, and it'll be earth. Revelation 21:1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. That New Jerusalem is a perfect cube. It represents the Holy of Holies. The dwelling place of God is going to drop down and land on earth, and that's going to be the new heaven. So we will live forever on a new, physical, tangible earth with resurrected, immortal, physical, tangible bodies. People ask all the time, are there going to be animals in heaven? Sure sounds that way to me when I read the book of Isaiah. Say, will there be football in heaven? Why wouldn't there be? I mean, it's fun now. Why wouldn't we have it then? There going to be golf in heaven? Now that's a little harder because there's no swearing in heaven, so I don't know about the golf, but everything else that's wonderful about this world, skydiving, snowboarding, baseball, rafting, rock climbing, whatever, why would all those things exist in this world if not as pictures of the world to come? Johnny Erickson Tata, who has been a quadriplegic ever since she was a teenager in a diving accident, she hasn't been able to move her whole life since she's a teenager. She wrote a book on heaven, and she says that she fully intends on getting into pole vaulting when she gets there. She wants the pole vault over the pearl gates, which won't really be necessary because those gates are always going to be open, but it would be awfully exciting given the size of those gates. I don't know if you ever studied that, but the point is the good things about this earth exist to teach us what the new earth is going to be like. If God's way of communicating to us what eternity is going to be like is to say, look around you at this world that I've created, and imagine another one of these minus the curse. That is his way of communicating what eternity is going to be like. Well, if that's his way of communicating that, then that means the good things about this earth exist as samples to teach us what the new earth is going to be like. There's a reason why reward in heaven is so often described in tangible terms. In the Q&A last service, somebody asked about, well, shouldn't we just think of heaven as the presence of God and nothing else? The answer to that is yes. I think that what's good about the heaven is, the only thing that's good about heaven is the presence of God. But God reveals his presence in such multifaceted ways. You shouldn't just think of heaven as sitting in a room with God. He reveals his presence in multifaceted ways here, and he will there too. There's a reason why heaven is so often, it's not described mainly as sitting in a room with God. It's mainly described in terms of things like money and treasure. You know what treasure is? The Greek word treasure, you know what it means? Treasure. It's amazing how close the English word and the Greek word are. They're almost the exact same semantic range. It just is treasure. It's the kind of stuff that you would find in a treasure chest, like a buried treasure, that riches. There's going to be riches in the new earth. You know, if you're the type who likes money, you're in luck. There's going to be money there. All the wonderful things about this world, the things that we're tempted to put in our earthly treasury, they'll be there. So how do you increase your desire for heavenly reward? Use the most wonderful things in this world to train your soul to become like a little child who wakes up on Christmas morning and is looking at all the gifts he's about to open. To feel like that. That honors God when you feel like that. Imagine yourself arriving on Judgment Day. And the moment comes when you hear those words from Matthew 25:34, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance." And at that moment, you are escorted into a room with a huge Christmas tree and a giant pile of gifts underneath it. And you say, "What are these?" And somebody, the answer comes back, "Well, those, the whole Trinity put their heads together and used all of their infinite wisdom and all their infinite love and all their infinite power and infinite creativity to think of some gifts that you would just really, 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 really love. These are for you." Folks, that's real. That picture I just painted, that's what the Bible says is going to happen. That is as real as the chair you're sitting in right now. What a shame it would be to spend your whole life storing up treasures in a place you can't keep it. And you lose everything the day you die when you could have stockpiled unimaginable gifts and treasures in heaven that you would be able to enjoy forever. This life is a dot. Eternity is the line. Live for the line, not for the dot.
What physical pleasures are you likely to experience today? Pick one or two of your favorites, and when you enjoy them today, use that enjoyment to teach your soul about what heavenly rewards are like so that you desire them more.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowd-funded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.